Well, staffing allocations have become an early flashpoint between the government and the crossbench. Michelle Grattan joins us. Michelle, good morning. Anthony Albanese says the staff cuts are about fairness and equity. But we heard there from Katie Gallagher that negotiations will continue. I put to her whether it might increase to 2 from that 1. What do you make of where the government's going here?
Obviously, I think, Patricia, that the Prime Minister didn't think there would be quite this outcry about the decision. He can argue that, of course, backbenchers from the major parties have been somewhat disadvantaged in the present allocation. But also, I think he would think that the ordinary public would think that the argument about staff shortages in Centrelink and passport processing and so on are really where the debate should be rather than parliamentarians. Having said all that, I think that he will have to compromise, that the crossbenchers are going to continue to be very squeaky wheels till they get a better deal on this. And while he doesn't need them in the lower house, he certainly needs them in the Senate, especially David Pocock, who's been particularly outspoken, and he would be wise to try to find some centre course, as you were saying, perhaps 2 staff members.
Now, Anthony Albanese is making his way to the NATO Leaders Summit in Madrid. Then he'll visit Paris and possibly Ukraine. It's on the table, but we'll see if that happens. This is his 3rd international trip since the election just 5 weeks ago. Is it hard to argue against all this overseas travel, even though there's a mountain of problems to be dealt with back here at home?
It is hard to argue against it. Certainly, I think the NATO summit is very important, and it gives him a chance to meet a wider group of leaders. Whether the trip to Paris was as necessary, I think, is more debatable. The argument with France over the submarine contract has now been fixed. And with the change of government, I think that relations are back on course. If he goes to Ukraine, I think that is a very good gesture of solidarity. He has a number of other trips which he'll have to make in the coming months, including the G20. And at some point when the government runs into political flack at home, and it's still very much in the honeymoon stage, but that will end, then the question of the leader being away a lot inevitably comes up and is used as a point against a government. So he does need to be careful. There are very much competing priorities here.
Thank you so much for your time, Michelle.
Thanks, Patricia.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with A Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.